I'm pretty sure the right to silence is a right that a lot of people would like to see me exercise a lot more than I do. What many don't realise is that I use this right a lot. Whenever police try to question me in relation to an offence, I remain silent. Silence is the best way not to get yourself in trouble or saying the wrong thing, which may incriminate you. When facing a serious prosecution, it is always better to remain silent and wait for the police to provide the brief of evidence so you can provide an informed response to the evidence if you deem it necessary to provide any response at all. The right to silence is now under attack from the O'Farrell government. The state government, supported by the New South Wales Police Force, is planning to water down the right to remain silent. The motion seeks to allow jurors to draw negative inferences if a defendant refuses to answer police questions and later provides a new alibi or evidence in court. If this is allowed to go through, the situation arises where silence can harm a defence. The current caution is, you are not obliged to say or do anything unless you wish to do so, but whatever you say or do may be used in evidence. Do you understand? The anticipated caution would read something like, you are not obliged to say or do anything unless you wish to do so, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something you later rely on in court. The proposed changes mirror those in the UK, with one major difference. In the UK, an accused person is provided with legal representation free of charge before answering police questions. In New South Wales, the accused must organise their own legal representation, but often do not have access to representation during questioning. The High Court, in Petty's case, supported the proposition that the right of silence is only meaningful if it cannot be used against you. A link will be provided to this case on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. The New South Wales Law Society president said that under the proposed law, the prosecution will not have to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt, and the person accused may have to prove their innocence. Guilt is not the only reason many individuals remain silent. Things such as fear, confusion, language difficulties, intoxication, or a medical condition may be one of many more reasons, any of which would not justify a negative inference being made against someone who does not say something to police. The presumption of innocence would be no more. The media reported that the changes would only apply to those arrested for an alleged crime and not to witnesses. Witnesses would also include victims. The day after the media reports about the right of silence being diluted, another news story was published about a man shot in the leg in Sydney being charged with hindering police. The circumstances are unknown, but it seems rather unusual for a victim to be charged with such an offence. A link will also be provided to this story on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. I strongly believe that this fundamental human and civil right must remain in its current form to ensure that more innocent individuals do not find themselves being bullied by police or being convicted of offences just for remaining silent. Writing to your state MPs will greatly help stop this happening. You can also help by signing an online petition that is doing the rounds. A link to the online petition will also be posted on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. This is Big Rob bringing you Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. Find me on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au and post a comment.